Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is February the 2nd, 2018, and I'm Julia Cannon, and I'm so glad you're here with us and joining us with my special guest. I'm just so excited she's here. Before I bring her on, I want to make a few announcements about some events that we have coming up so that you can know about them, and if you're interested in any of them, you can look them up and be sure and come and get into them. We have some classes coming up, the QHHT classes. We have our Level 1 Companion class. That's coming up April 9th to the 11th, and that's the companion to the online course. We have all the information about that on all of these classes. All the information is on the QHHT official site and the Dolores Cannon site, so you can get everything you need to know. But this class is a companion, and it's like an adjunct to the online course. So it's like you get all the benefits as if you were in the live class from this class. So just as if you were in the live full 6-day class, you get all the extra things. So if you took an online class or if you've ever had a class and you just want to brush up on some things and get some, just bone up on your skills, this is wonderful for that. Then at the same time, we're having a level 3 class. So anyone that's out there that has been through all the courses in the level 2 class and meets all the qualifications and you're ready to, get further honing of your skills and just have that, distinction and everything, that's on the April 9th to the 11th as well. And then we have our level 2 class on April 16th to the 19th. And then, like I said, each of these are their further honing of the skills. We might talk about that a little bit here with our guest today, but there's a little bit of confusion sometimes about what each of these distinctions are and what it's all about. But basically, you learn everything you need to know in the level one class to do the technique, but then as we go into each of the further levels, they're honing the skills to get you sharper and just, like I said, honing your skills, make you better and better. So it just keeps getting better and better. Just like any technician, anybody that wants to, perfect anything, that's what it is, okay? Then right in the middle of all those classes, we have our UFO conference, our Ozark Mountain UFO conference. This will be the 31st year. So been here for a while, and this is all of these classes and all of these events are in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. So very excited about this. Very cool speakers. Our keynote speakers this year, Stanton Friedman, Tricia McCannon, and Grant Cameron are the for each day. So and then tons of other fantastic speakers. More information about that on the Ozark UFO Conference website, and that's its name, OzarkUFOConference.com, and you can also link to it from OzarkMT.com, and I have a link on my website, JuliaCannon.com. We probably have links to it from everywhere, so from all the other sites. So anyway, if any of these are interesting to you, just get on over there and get your information. I'll keep interviewing speakers from all of our events as well as our practitioners, and so you have information from all of our wonderful things that we do. Okay, so that's that. We have many more classes coming up through the year, but that's our most immediate things coming up. All right, so now I'm so excited to bring on our guest tonight. This is one of our QHHT practitioners. She's a level 2 practitioner, and I want her to come on and tell about her journey as she's come up through everything. And her distinction right now is she has been our practitioner of the month. And so without further ado, Monica Dunn. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you, Julia. It's such an honor to be here with you tonight. And very exciting.
Oh, it's absolutely, it's been wonderful, having you out there and everything, and so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is what I love is as we go through you know, all of this, and everybody's starting to work, you know, through the classes and everything, and they get to where they're, you know, doing more and more. That's where I get to see you more and more. And so this is where I get to know you more and more. And this is when I get to see who, you know, the individuals and everything. Up until then, I'm just, you know, you're kind of faces in a crowd, and I hate to say that, but that's how it is sometimes. And then little by little, people start popping up, and this is what I love. And then I get to know you individually. And that's what I love about this show, is then I get to hear your individual journeys. And that's what I want to know tonight, is I want to hear your journey to how you got here. You know, what brought you here? You know, what made Monica? So let's great. Go back and see, you know, were you always, you know, into this and on this path?
I can't say always. Definitely the beginning of my journey in this earth sojourn was not quite this path. I grew up in a small rural town, and it wasn't very progressive. And my parents were pretty much, you know, they just kind of lived life and did what they thought they were supposed to do. And they were loving parents. And so I sort of fell in line with just do what's expected and do the right thing, do, you know, get good grades and be a good person and all those things. And, you know, there were glimpses of the real me that came through in childhood, probably before the conditioning. But then when I was 19, my mother passed from this world. And then my father passed when I was 20. And that really shifted the journey.
That will do it.
Yeah. And it was such, you know, those years are such impactful years. And just to have that happen at that time, I think, was exactly what I asked for. And I was blessed with loving parents for the beginning. And then it was really time for me to just find myself. And I think that, we set it up that way so that I could go find myself and find my true calling. And it took a while, and I was a bit of a late bloomer. But so I spent the next 20 years or so just really searching for myself and traveling around the world and experiencing different cultures and different healing modalities. And I was always drawn to healing, and just I studied shamanism and feng shui, and I studied stones and stone therapies, and visited sacred sites, and just really through that process got to know who I was and who I am, and I'm still doing that. But and so just spent, like I said, at least a good 20 years just experiencing life in that way and working job to job. And I was also a singer-songwriter during that time and tried that on for size. And and so really just a lot of variety. And the healing modalities that I stepped into, I was really excited about them in the beginning, and then they wouldn't stick. Mm-hmm. And I know that the dabbling was really how it was meant to be, and I know that that was my process, and it was, you know, in hindsight, I look back and go, wow, it really created who I am now. And I was able to become, you know, this Monica, who she is now. And one of the healing modalities that I was very interested in, some healers who are just amazing healers, and they do their very own type of healing, energy work, vibrational healing. And I was very interested in that and studied that for quite some time, and still do it from time to time, mostly on myself. But I just knew that it wasn't what I was meant to do. As much as I resonated with it, as much as I still resonate with it, it just wouldn't land on me and stay there. Mm-hmm. And then in early 2015, I believe, my partner he's really a researcher, basically. It's just his nature to research what he's interested in, and he was looking at ufology, and he came across a Dolores video, and he said, "I really think that you're going to love this woman. She's just delightful, and you just really want to watch this video." And that was all it took. That first Dolores Cannon video, I was hooked. I was just, wow. I said, I don't even know if I had to watch the entire video before I said to James, this is my work. I absolutely know it. I'm going to take her class as soon as I possibly can. And a few months later, we were on a road trip and we drove out to Arkansas, and that's it. I mean, it's been just flowing ever since.
Isn't that something, like you said, you just know it. You just, and that's been a common story.
Yeah, I mean, it landed and took hold, and I haven't looked back. I haven't had any moments of, am I doing the right thing? You know, in all the previous attempts, none of them were so resonant that they really wanted to be with me for my lifetime. And this I just knew it immediately, like before I even, I mean, like I said, I don't even know if I finished the entire video before I just went, this is it.
Well, yeah. And something you said there is really good, and I'd like to repeat it because there's a lot of people out there, and I say it a lot of times in class because it was something that I had to deal with because of my nursing background, that I was told by the universe to leave, and it was like, you're going over here, you're going to go do this with your mother, and you're going to leave all of that behind. I'm like, but that's my identity, that's everything I know, that's my whole life, you know. And it was after many, many years, I realized, like what you said, that's what made you who you are. And that's what I realized, is everything I am using now, all the skills I have now, I got from back there. I'm using every single one of those. None of that was wasted. So would you say that, is that kind of like what you meant by it's all made you, like all those things you were dabbling in, so to speak, and but they wouldn't stick, but they made you the Monica that you are now?
Absolutely. And I think that, I mean, I tend to think that that's true for everyone, that we are meant to be on this journey to explore and experience. And sometimes those experiences don't feel like they bear fruit, but they do. I just believe that they all do if we allow them to.
Yeah, they're exactly, because there's something there. They're creating talents of some kind. They're honing skills is what they're doing. They're preparing you for something.
So, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so cool. So okay, so you came to Arkansas and you did the level one class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what happened? How'd that go?
It was so amazing. It was just, I was on a high the whole week. I just was so excited, and just, I mean, I could have just stayed there for months. It was so blissful and so resonant and so just, I was so feeling so alive and just, yeah, inspired.
Actually, I'm going back to, I remember that class.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a good class. That was a really good class.
Yeah, you may have noticed my glow.
I think that was the one that was that, well, do you remember what month it was?
September.
Okay. So that was like, okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. Yeah. That one was even better. Okay. Good. Because we had two that year. Now we're just doing one live one a year. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Okay. Good. Very cool. So that would have been the second one. I was thinking that was the first one I did on my own, but it wasn't. That was the second. So I was a little bit more relaxed.
And the second one. Well, you created such a relaxed atmosphere. I mean, I still need to recreate those dance parties.
Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, we just need to lighten up, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Spirit wants us to lighten up. Yeah.
Okay, so you did the level one, and then you left, and you were riding high, and mm-hmm. you went off and practiced.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to connect with people, and sure enough, I mean, people were just flowing in, which was really amazing, and I just had some really great experiences from the beginning, and some challenges too, as this work will, you know, bring to us, and just some really amazing healing took place in my first sessions, and I get feedback to this day, and that was several years ago, and yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, it is, and that goes to show, see, it doesn't all happen there. It's an ongoing thing, because processing continues to happen afterwards.
Absolutely.
It continues to unfold.
Yeah. And that's really valuable for people. I find that's really valuable for people to understand that it may not happen in that instant, because that's not how it's meant to be.
Right. Yeah,
that doesn't mean that it will come. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's multi-layered. They're showing me things right now, and it's like it has to do this multi-layered thing. But they showed me in a session one time, and they kept saying it's like an onion. So, it has to do with belief. It has to do with so many things.
It does,
like in timing, like you said.
Yeah, and it really, it's amazing. I had a client contact me, I don't know if it was a year and a half after his session, and he was one of my very first clients, and right after after that level one class.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was trying to just get as many clients as I could, and I was just excited, and he was very receptive, and he was very, you know, the session was good, and there weren't, he didn't have, I don't believe he had any physical, so it wasn't anything that, you know, was going to be an instant fix that he was asking for, so we couldn't really see that. It was, I believe, a year and a half later, and he wrote me and said, actually, I think I ran into him, and he told me, he said, I just really want to share with you what took place for me. And he said, and I absolutely know it was from the QHHT session. And that was so cool. He just had a knowingness about it. And he said it was 9 months after the session, and he said, I had sort of in passing kind of mentioned that I wanted to quit drinking, which is something he had wanted to do for a really long time, and mm-hmm. there was some resolution with his nephew that he had asked about in the session as well, And at the same time, they both happened. And he absolutely knew with certainty that they were both, you know, the nephew resolution happened, and he stopped drinking, and he was just so grateful. And it was so neat for me to get that response so much later.
Yeah. And I'll bet you got the response at a time when you needed some confirmation of some kind.
Oh, wow. That's so right on, because in this work, I don't know if every practitioner experiences this. I will say for myself that I wanted some instant gratification. Like, I wanted to know that this work was mm-hmm. really working. And that was a bit of a struggle for me, because a lot of clients don't actually ever let you know.
Exactly. Yeah. They just go on with their lives.
Right. And it's not, and I think what I learned from that for myself was that it's not about me, A, mm-hmm. and B, it's really not any of my business.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to them. It's all for them. And it's really about being really clean with the energy that comes through, and knowing that you do your best, and you know that healing takes place every single time, and transformation takes place every single time, no matter what that looks like.
Absolutely.
And I love that. I love the quantum aspect. It's so not for us to always know and see right in the moment. It's not up to us when it happens. We just create the space for it and allow, and it comes.
Yes. You've got it. Everybody, that's it right there.
Yeah.
And it's about trusting. It's just allowing and trusting, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. That's the secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, as a new practitioner, I just kind of wanted these things just like we all do. Like, oh, come on. I want to hear back from the clients. I want to know that this took place. And it was a real learning experience for me to really let that go.
Yes. Yeah. And to just trust the process. And really it's trusting the process and trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You did your job, and just, like you said, just let it go. And then you're just trusting. You're trusting the universe. You're trusting everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're done.
Yeah. And I've found that with the clients that I've had, I believe this all to be just completely in perfect alignment, that it's very, I've actually not had many clients with looking for physical healing on a big level. It was, a lot of them have been about shifting life direction or mental emotional healing or spiritual healing or you know, in other realms, that and which is really in line with how I view healing too. I have a sense that it really is a trickle down, and the physical is just the thing that we pay the most attention to a lot of times, but
that's one that gets our attention the most. Like you said, we pay the most attention to it because that's the one that's yelling the loudest when it does
mm-hmm.
come up.
Right.
Let me get my, I'm going here. So, but like I was just getting ready to say, is those other things are just as equally as important. You know, they may not be physical, but they are just as important in your life dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, I don't know how many clients I've had who were just in dire straits because they weren't following the path that was for their highest good, basically.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, people show up and they just, they just need to hear from their higher self, what am I supposed to be doing here? And they're ready to hear it. And
right.
Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful about this, because that's what happens, is the higher self comes in and gives all this wonderful guidance.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. What's amazing about this work that I love so much is that the person's doing their own work, and they're answering their questions. You know, mm-hmm. the higher self is answering, and you know, the subconscious is coming in through them, and it's just, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, it's so empowering for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not somebody else giving them all the information. You know, it's not coming from someone else, it's coming through them. That is very empowering, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so after the level one, when did you take your level two class? And then why did you take your level two class?
Well, basically, I'm a little bit of a class junkie. Like, I would love to just the energy of being in a class and being in that resonance and the synergy of all the people in the class and the spirit that shows up. I mean, just it's such amazing energy, and it's just. It's such a gift to be in that energy. And there's just so much transformation that takes place, and a lot of it is not anything that I understand. I just know that it's taking place. And I was absolutely going to take the level two class, and got there as soon as I possibly could. And I got the number of classes that the number of sessions that I needed, and moved on to the level two class, and was just thrilled and excited and loved it. And
more dancing.
What? And more dancing. Yeah. Yeah. Loved the dancing. And and now I'm working on level three. I'm well on my way, and I'm really excited about, I want to be the best practitioner I can be. And I know that through practice, it's mm-hmm. getting better and better, and it's flowing more and more. And I just hear about what takes place in the level three, and, you know, it sounds a little scary. My ego doesn't,
It's not scary. It's very one-on-one. And so here we're going from these, you know, where you're in a class of 30, 40, 50, and then now you're down to three. So it's real intimate. It's very intimate. But you are really getting very one-on-one attention. So you know you're getting very clear feedback. On you, not right. General feedback. It's your feedback. So,
right, and that was something I loved about the level two as well. The time that we spent, with the one-on-one time and mm-hmm. just and the smaller intimate groups, and yeah, I'm very excited about taking level three, and not exactly sure when. That's going to happen, it is going to happen.
Yeah, level three, I think the only thing that's scary is if you let ego come in there. If you just keep ego to the side and you're saying, I just want to be the best that I can be, and if you just keep that attitude, you're fine.
Yeah, it's not about...
ego creeps in there, then that's when you're going, oh my God, they're rejecting me or whatever, and it's not that. We're just trying to help hone you to be the best you can be. That's it.
Right, and... I was just saying it's not about us anyway. Really, it's about us getting out of the way and just being a channel for whatever, you know, is going to come through. And it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the client. It's all about mm-hmm. you helping the client get their answers. So you be the best practitioner you can be to help the client get their answers.
Exactly.
That's why we're helping you to be the best practitioner you can be.
Yeah.
That you can help the client in the very best way. So, 'cause it's all about that client. That's why we're so passionate about it.
Yeah, and it's very exciting. It's such a wonderful modality. I mean, it's just anything is possible. Any healing, I love it.
and I'm glad you said that. So let's talk about the, because anything is possible. So let's just talk about that. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, like I said, I haven't had many people with really strong physical, or if I did, I didn't hear, they just didn't feel like sharing with me, and that's okay. It wasn't mine to hold on to. What I have come across is what I find interesting is that I might hear, especially if people I've known for years, and so I kind of know their stuff, and then you hear little things about the changes that they've made in their lives, and you just know on a knowingness level that the session definitely played a role.
Yeah.
And there's just no question. I mean, I've had clients who were on antidepressants for, 25 years, and within a pretty short time, no more antidepressants, and just, things like that are just,
things that are considered impossible, and even something like that, in today's modern world of medicine, that could be considered impossible, because usually once you're on a medicine, that's it. You're on it for life. That's just the way it is.
Right. And at some point in their lives, they were absolutely convinced that that was the case. And that's not the case in my humble opinion, that is not ever the case. Any healing is possible, and we're capable of healing ourselves of any malady that comes in, no matter how big or small.
Right. I always love talking about this. Like I said, I love this stuff too. So I could talk about this for hours. So let's just go ahead and talk about some of your cases that you, just some of your favorite cases or anything that you want to talk about. We have about 15 minutes that we can just have fun here.
Okay, great. Well, so I really want to mention my very first client. She was one of my favorites for sure. And it was actually level one class when we started to work on each other. And we were all, I think, probably just hoping for the best, but not really knowing what would come,
Right.
And my client, I was just floored. And I think there were three of us, there were three of us observing the session. I was the practitioner, and our jaws were dropping. It was so astounding. The past life that she went into, she was with Jesus, and she was hysterical, and I thought she was crying, but she was just so giddy, and she was a man, and so just like so excited and just almost squealing, and it was just amazing and completely not the person that she is in this normal life. And it was just so amazing to see this like massive transformation. It was, if you didn't know better, you'd think that it was some like somebody else, you know, came in. And I guess that really is what happens. I mean, it's like the transformation was astounding. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the person who I interviewed was no longer in the room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there was this being there just expressing such joy and just exhilarated and just like passion, and had and spoke with a with some accent, and just like it was just amazing. It was just so beautiful. And if you know, if we could go back in time, I would have videoed it for sure, because it was so incredible. Yeah,
that's what some people come out of those first ones and going, they want to ride us back, or they wanted to like in the class you guys were kind of doing that, and it's like, you want to come back going, this works, it works. And it actually works. We're like, uh-huh.
Wow, I guess it does. Yeah, I guess maybe I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, you know, it was so neat too for the four of us to have that experience and just see how, you know, what was possible. It was like we were being given a gift of how amazing this work is and what can take place. And it was just, yeah, such a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, very cool. Okay. So, and so she just went back. Oh, so she was with Jesus. Was she, just someone in the crowd, or she was someone around him, or what was she, or he at that time?
Well, so he was, I don't know if you want to call him a disciple, I guess, you know, not one of the, we never quite got a name.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was, yeah. And
he probably won't. Yeah. You're not.
Right. Yeah. So it just, yeah. And he came in coming back to see Jesus, and was just so excited once it happened, and just, talked about the teachings and what was taking place, and it was just amazing, and it was just so profound. And you know, here's this person who doesn't really have a conscious awareness of all these things that took place, and then here it all is just spilling forth, and we're all just jaw-dropping, because it was just clear that there was something completely magical taking place. And just the amount of healing that took place through the past life experience was just incredible.
Well, and that's where you can see, and I don't know what was happening there, but that's where you're able to see just what can happen, because, you know, when you see what happens there and then how it relates to the life now, and then that's mm-hmm. when you're able to see what, that's how healing happens. That's one part right. of it is one is right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was really just so beautiful to see. And yeah, another thing that I just want to mention, not in particular to that session, but it did happen in that session, but just to see the shift that takes, you know, the person's physical being is completely different when I bring them out. And I just, yeah. I mean, you can just see a completely physical change in their, in everything about them. Yeah.
Talk about that further.
Well, there's just, it's like a, I want to say, you know, one of my clients last week said, I said, was it, you know, was it anything like you anticipated? And she said, no, it was so much more. And she said, the tremendous love that mm-hmm. I experienced throughout the session blew me away. And that was just, I mean, I feel like that's what I'm seeing on them physically.
Yeah.
There's a real softening. And
yeah.
I mean, the relaxation alone, you know, shifts the dynamic of their physical being as well as all of their being, but just there's a softening,
quicker.
The love,
the quicker picker
the
up
love her. That they feel.
Get it?
It just, there's no way that it can't make a tremendous shift.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it has to affect
it's there
them
in every session. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think we cut out for a second there. Yeah, so yeah. I was saying it has to affect them in some way to have that love, you know, all around them.
Oh,
like that.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and oftentimes I have clients who are just in a space of just experiencing the love so tremendously that I just sort of allow them to stay there for a while because I know that that's where they need to be. And I mean, it's such a joy to experience as a practitioner, you know, that it's so rewarding. This, what I do for a living is just like, wow, how did I get so fortunate to be able
exactly.
to do this work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This is what we do for a living. We get front row seats to it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've told people it's kind of like I get my own movie. I get to sit down and watch a movie for a few hours and, you know, just it's my own private viewing.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, this is really a different kind of work.
Yeah, it's so different.
Mm-hmm. And it has such a profound effect on people's lives. You know, it really helps people.
Oh, tremendously. Just, and because it's happening in the quantum field, I can't express this enough, that just so much more is going on below the surface that we just have no idea. I mean, just the tremendous amount of healing and transformation of the soul, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know the visual they're giving me right now. I'm guessing it's layers again, but I don't know. I'm going to let that one go, okay? Because I don't know. I can't even interpret that one. Oh, boy. This is fun. They're giving me visuals for your what you say, and then this is like a session.
Nice. Beautiful.
Okay. So, any other sessions come to mind? We have about 5 minutes and then I want to have you give your, how people can contact you. But, so any other things that come to mind real quick?
I guess I just want to say that there's no one in particular who really, you know, comes to mind in particular. It's just, I just want to say that in every session, there's just so much takes place, and, you know, the clients are just amazed at how different they feel, and, you know, it's just, it's hard for me to describe because it's so big. It's so much bigger than what we see or feel a lot of times. And that's one thing I absolutely love about it, because that's what I feel about healing. And that's why this resonates so much for me, is that there's so much below the surface that, you know, that we're not able to see. And it's not that Yeah, I'm not the type of person who needs I don't need scientific proof, and I was blessed to come in with that, I guess. but yeah, I mean, it's more on a noetic level of just that you, I mean, for me, it's the experience of just knowing on the inside that there was such a tremendous healing that just took place for this client. And I think a lot of times I actually don't hold on to it because it's really not for me to hold on to. Mm-hmm. And so I have to
you know
be
what
honest
happened,
that,
and then you let them take it.
Yeah, it's really not for me to hold in my memory because it's not for me.
Well, and I want to go back to something you said at the very beginning, because this is such an important part, or important point, really, that, and it was that, because it was something they reminded me of, and it was like, you know, because some people might, because you made a comment that it's so wonderful and everything, and people might think, well, then they're going to get these phenomenal sessions, you know, like they're going to be these really cool sessions. And they're like, no, it might be a digging potato life kind of session. But it will still be a phenomenal session because it will be exactly what that client needs.
I love that you just said that, because I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding sometimes with what a QHHT session might entail. And I think people can sometimes have expectations about what their session is going to be like because, well, that session was that way, so mine's going to be like that. No. Your session is going to be for you. Whatever is meant for you specifically. And it may not be a fantastical life experience that you're shown. It may not be exciting. And that's perfectly what you were meant to experience and have.
Mm-hmm.
And yet,
well, and like I've seen so many times, there's one thing in there. It might be one little bitty thing that we as practitioners don't even see. It's not important to us, but to them, it's majorly important.
Absolutely.
Because they get it.
Yeah. And so to equate fantastical with the level of healing that takes place is really not a place to go, because they don't equate to, you know, like someone can have a life experience that's really bland, like you said, digging potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be even more healing than the fantastical life experience. So yeah, that's I just think that's really valuable for people to know who are seeking this type of healing.
Yes. Yeah, because, sometimes, like you said, they're going after the big flashy stuff, and that's not necessarily where your healing or your answers are coming from.
Right. Yeah, and their higher self will show them exactly what they need to see.
Yes. And so just trust.
Trust, yeah. That's, yeah, and believe that any healing is possible, whatever you're asking for. You know, if you're setting your intention and you're open to receive that healing, it's possible. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because there's nothing impossible. Everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's just a matter of what you're willing to believe and what you're willing to open your mind to.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's so wonderful about this. We have no limitations. We have no bars on it. It's just what we put on ourselves.
That's it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're the only ones in our way.
And that's always so rough when we realize that.
Mm-hmm. We want to blame it on somebody else, darn it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, Monica, well, before we absolutely run out of time, I want you, can you tell everybody how they can reach you if they would like to, how they can contact you?
Yes, probably the best way is, and I will say definitely the best way, is my website, monicadunnqhht.com, and you can just email me or call me directly from the website, my number, and my, you can email me directly, and that's probably the best way, and it's monicadunnqhht.com.
Okay, and then what area are you located? I didn't say that in the beginning.
Oh, so I'm about an hour from Portland, Oregon. I am actually in a little town called White Salmon, which is just across the Columbia River from Hood River.
Okay, that sounds nice there. That sounds like just the name of the place sounds nice.
It's pretty dreamy, actually. It's forested. There are mountains on both sides of us, and it's absolutely stunningly beautiful. And I'm blessed to live here.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Okay, well, we're about out of time, and so I want to thank you, Monica, so much for being here with me and being on tonight and. Just thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Julia. So good to talk to you. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity. And yeah.
So, you're very welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, and I'm excited to see you the next time I see you, whenever that is.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay. Well, we'll see you, everyone, and wish you all a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time. I love you all. Good night.